I normally don't read fan mail on the air, but this one is almost unique. Now, usually my, quote, staff, close quote, keep letters like this from me, but, you know, they don't want me to get a big head and, you know, start acting like Ed Schultz or Rush Limbaugh or somebody like that, you know, and trying to convince people that I'm brilliant and all that kind of stuff. So they keep most of the letters from me. But, you know, back when I did theater, our artistic director in our company said, rule one, don't ever read your reviews. And we said, well, why is that, Mr. Eddie? And he said, because if they're good, you'll act like you just got a good review, and if they're bad, you'll just shrink. So, you know. But they gave me this one. All right, this is good. Let me see it. Can I see it? Okay. Just start reading it. You're going to scroll it up for me? Okay. You remind me of puke. What? Of course, I wasn't around when Hitler or Mussolini or Pol Pot were vomiting on the world, but I get to hear you, you ignorant, blasphemous, stuttering puke. It's the only word that comes to mind as your toxic vomit spews out of your stupid mouth. I don't think you are capable of completing a sentence, yet you mock those who can. You reek with evil, and you will face God like all of us. In the meantime, you've puffed up puke. I'm spreading your evil name all over town, posting your vomit for everyone to smell. Also, as soon as I have time, I'm reporting you for mocking Christianity. In fact, taking our Lord's name in vain like an ignorant hell's angel. But you are no angel. You are a wicked liar and prevaricator. And why you are allowed to throw up on the air is incredible to me. But I'm spreading the truth about you, you Antichrist. I guarantee you, you are on the slippery slope to hell. And everyone you affect with your poison, you will be held accountable for. In my lifetime, you are the puke of all time. You are the most disgusting human being I've ever heard on air. And why you are allowed to throw up on air is a prototype of Satan himself. If you mocked Muhammad, you would be off the air in a heartbeat. And I intend to everything in my power to report you to everyone in the world until you are taken off the air, you scum of the earth. You actually think you are brilliant. You can't even complete a thought, let alone a phrase. I listen to you in disbelief. I ask myself, how could such garbage be given airtime, except that your boss must be a puke too? I will do everything possible to get you off the air in this state, and I hope you rot in hell for the evil you are spreading! Wow, that was pretty refreshing. That was really great. But I've never seen the word vomit or puke used so many times in the space of 700 words or however long that was in my life. Oh my God.